My name is Alice Goodwin Reinars. My experience on the day of the shooting, so I was in a laboratory that was in the biology lab building. It's right there by the turtle pond on the northwest side of the tower. I'm not sure what attracted our attention initially. It might have been the sound of the shots. At any rate, foolishly, we all ran over to those windows and started looking out those windows up at the tower. I think in some sense, our proximity to the building made us possibly lesser targets. Someone rushed into the building and said, "There's someone shooting from the tower. Get away from the windows. Get down." And so we did. Honestly, I had led such a sheltered, comfortable life. I was an only child, older parents. My life had been so easy, and I couldn't really understand what was happening. It was so surreal that I guess it was almost like we were in a play or in a movie. And so we just sat on the floor talking. The man who I was dating, ultimately to become my husband, saw it on TV. He lived very close to campus and drove over, and he managed to move from place to place, got into the building, came into the classroom where I was, and he told me more because he had seen what was going on TV. After they gave us the all clear, essentially everybody in our laboratory, we were so close to the tower that as we came out of the bio building, we were right there at the parking lot where they were. There was an ambulance there, and they brought Whitman's body out on a gurney. It was draped with a sheet, and I think there was some blood on it. And I had never seen a dead body before. And again, it was unreal. It was surreal. It didn't seem frightening to me. It was just unreal. I couldn't wrap my head around it in a emotional way. And it wasn't until the news began to unfold that I realized how many people had been wounded and killed. So the real impact took a very long time to dawn on me. I think it has always remained to me to be like an unreal story that unfolded in front of my eyes, because I did not feel the reality of the people who were killed. I just imagined it to be a story that I happened to witness. I never felt really fearful. It just didn't seem real.